Good morning and welcome back to It's Your Money. Well, some of it's your money, and it's only fair that some of it's not, using the political term fair. Fair in whose mind? Fair in the person's mind who wants some of your money, as we say. I am David R. Thierman. Reuben, by the way. David R. Thierman. I am an estate, tax, and nursing home attorney. Wills, powers of attorney, trusts, families fight. We do estate litigation. Unfortunately, that does happen. First of all, we're going to leave the topic of nursing home planning. I know some people are saying, can he speak a few more hours on protecting your assets from nursing home planning? To summarize that real quickly, you need a power of attorney with gifting nursing home provisions. Number two, if you want to take the next step, some people do, some people don't. You can do what's called an irrevocable, IRR, irrevocable trust, where you put money aside or your house aside, but you cannot be the trustee. You or your spouse cannot be the trustee of the irrevocable trust. You can have a child in charge, children in charge, a brother or sister in charge. But if you do not have a spouse or want to take the next step to protect assets from assisted living or a nursing home, the next option is, in addition to the general durable power of attorney with nursing home provisions, which is always the first step, the next step is you can have what's called an irrevocable trust. You put assets into the trust, and 5 years after the assets have been in the trust, those would be protected from the assisted living or nursing home situation. So part of estate planning for nursing home planning are general durable powers of attorney with gifting provisions, and if someone chooses, the next step, irrevocable trusts, which are called nursing home trusts. So we'll give you all the details. Mr. Thierman, there's a new president. He's signing executive orders. The governor of Pennsylvania goes on TV, New York, New Jersey goes on TV. You know, they don't talk about death taxes. They're not actually profiting from all these deaths. And the answer is, of course they are. They haven't lowered the death taxes at all. This is a big profit maker in a sad way. It's inappropriate. That's not fair, as we say. The states, the federal government profiting because of coronavirus from death? The answer is yes, because taxes, death taxes, have not been reduced at all.